Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, welcome back to hour number two. We've had a shift change as Joel Nelson has just body checked Nick Callis out of the building. So Nick is gone. Thank you, Nick. And Joel's behind the controls, behind the glass, and taking your call. Remember the number, 412-928-9370. Our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. PNC, number one Cochran. Now 31 different dealerships. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Also, Iron Rock Tap House Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. A great place to hang out in Westmoreland County and buy the live casino and watch some great sports and get some great food and entertainment. Also, Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman. They got your bag, not your wallet. And Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Text line, same as a call-in line. Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we always welcome the opinion. So let's get right back to the lines. I know a lot of people have been waiting here. Rob in West Mifflin, you're first up. Hey, Rob, go right ahead.
Hey, Bob, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
I'm not going to call and beat you here about Matt Cannon because we all know what's going on with that situation. But I've been saying since Kenny got drafted, man, that he's not the guy, Bob. I mean, it's like a lot of people are like, I'm not saying they're scared. They're just scared to say it. But, I mean, you just got to – I mean, I've seen a lot – enough down pick. And one thing that Kenny always leaned on was his accuracy. And he's missing a lot of guys bad, like when he throws the ball, man. You know what I mean? And we're in the AFC. And you can see a couple of those guys that already passed up Kenny, man. Like, I could say C.J. Stroud for sure in just a couple games. I mean, you know, the book is still going to have to be – you know, have to wait to see – what it really is, but the small sample size looks like C.J. Stroud and passed him up already. So I told my cousin when he got drafted that I hope he makes me a believer and he hope he makes me wrong because I've seen enough down pit to see that he's not just the
what would you say that? What specifically do you mean? I mean, it took him 5 years to get to where he was. Credit him for improving every year. The one thing I've seen from him, though, and I want to hear what you say why you don't like it, is a clutch gene, so to speak. He has this ability to make plays later in games that a lot of quarterbacks don't. And when it comes right down to it, that's how quarterbacks are going to be judged. Now, the stuff that's happening early in game and inaccuracies, you're absolutely right. But in the second half of last week's game, he was more clutch than Lamar Jackson was.
I know. I agree with you on that. But I don't know if you've seen the interview of Cam Hayward, what he said. He said, Kenny has to play like this getting off the bus. Not just
yeah, but how much of that is play calling and concepts?
Yeah, I agree, Bob. A lot of it is. I'm not totally done with him, but I just don't really think he's the guy to lead us to where we need to go. Especially being in the AFC with all these young guns, man. I can name eight of them, and he's probably the ninth or tenth now. You know what I mean? I mean, anything can happen, an injury to this guy or that guy. I don't ever wish injuries on anybody playing any sports, but that's probably what it's going to take for us to get to the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl if they keep him as a quarterback. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Rob, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for calling. A lot of people will share that because he hasn't done what I think people expect, especially at beginnings of games. And again, it's a combination of him missing guys. It's also a combination of play call. Everything is designed still to the outside. There's nothing in the middle of the field. They need to attack the middle of the field. They don't do it enough for my liking, and I'm sure most of you will agree. That opens up things more so in the, you know, guys out of the backfield, sideline go routes, whatever. You got to attack the middle of the field. Tyler in Addison joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today, man?
What's up?
Well, I got to say to my fellow Steeler fans real quick about Kenny Pickett. His main problem is the way he handles the pocket to me. But that's something that is good that can be taught and learned in the NFL. So I think he will continue to get better. Let's give the kid a chance. This is kind of his rookie year, like the caller said before. Let's give him a chance to get better. And I want to ask you about, what is there any truth behind this John Gruden, Byron Leftwich offensive coordinator thing?
No. Byron Leftwich reached out to them, but they're not, you know, again, if they were going to make any sort of moves here, Tyler, it would have been now during this.
Right.
And people are going to throw out names all the time. Mike Tomlin has relationships with all those guys. That doesn't mean immediately they're going to be the guys to come in. Now, John Gruden is an interesting case just because I think he has a lot of it would be
a Super Bowl
role reversal off. You know, Tomlin has, you know, he knows him. So I don't know. At the end of the year, they're going to assess it all. But I never thought they were going to make a move in season. They didn't do it last year when they were 2-6. And I thought if any time there was a chance that that would happen, it would have been then. So this year, when they get to the bye week at 3-2, to me, there was a diminished chance that would ever happen. Yet people seem to want in and clamor for it. The realistic part of this, and whether it works or not, is up. We'll find out. But they're not going to make a change until after the season if things continued as they are. And who knows who that could be at that point.
About the Penguins.
Go ahead.
This is a new lineup, and everybody's giving them a hard time, kind of. But it's going to take them a while to get all in line and get together. New players, and hockey's way different than everything else. I think they're going to do well when they get to know each other better and know how to pass to each other, and I think the Penguins would do well also. Thank you for taking my call, Bob.
Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, I think it's a time thing. But again, you can understand a team that believes it's going to win another championship, and if the moves they made by Kyle Dubas indicate to me that they believe this window is still open for them for the next 3 years. After that, it may slam shut completely. But during that, in order to, like, if you're Kyle Dubas and you come in here, and you say, well, you know, your problem last year was too many odd man breaks. Defensively, you need to clutch down and stop this. So we're going to change your DNA. Once Mike Sullivan was back, once these three, Crosby's already signed there, but when they re-signed Malkin and Letang, you knew they believed they could still win. Last year fell short. They doubled down on it this offseason. They brought in Carlson. You don't bring Erik Karlsson into your lineup. And some of these other guys who have nice resumes as far as, you know, Stanley Cup history, unless you believe you still can win, that's how they're going to be judged. Not getting to the playoffs, doing damage in the playoffs. Are they capable? We'll find out. John in Monroeville joins us right now on the Fan Hotline at 412-928-9370. What's up, John?
Hi, Bob. Just to follow up on a couple of the previous callers by giving Kenny a chance, and I agree wholeheartedly. You had a caller a couple of days ago, and he was listing all of the wonderful traits that Kenny had to be a good quarterback. And the only thing that is missing to add to those to make him from a good quarterback to a great quarterback is somebody to teach him. And on this coaching staff, I don't think anybody there exists that can do that to help this young man move further in his development. And unfortunately, when we have players that don't perform to our expectations, what do we do with them? We trade them. Why can't we scrutinize coaches in the same way? We've been having to accept mediocre seasons for the last, five, six, 7 years. And until something changes in that area, we're going to have to get used to accepting mediocre seasons.
Unless it changes for the rest of this year, John. And again, when it comes to seasons, I try to evaluate them at the end looking back. I had my thoughts going in, and I thought 10 wins was reasonable. I was never going to lift that up after a preseason, which, you know, was really good. But, I mean, I've done enough preseason games to know that doesn't normally equate to improvement one way or the other. It's good, but you know, immediately they got shut down by a very good San Francisco team. So I want to see how it's going to be, and then we'll, you know, assess it. But you may be right that they don't have enough people to take him under the wing.
And I think we made two things, one very good thing, one very wrong thing last year. When we brought in Brian Flores, that was a super definite plus.
He's not doing so well in Minnesota, though. I can tell you that right now. If you listen to the people in Minnesota, they're unhappy with that defense.
Well, yeah, but you look at the ball players, maybe he has to deal with. And
he's still in charge of the defense, and it's one of the worst in the NFL.
Right.
So, I mean, I like Brian. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's a difficult thing to put together teams. You know, the Steelers want to get the number one issue in all teams, just get in. But when you get in, you got to do better than just be a wild card, I think, because it's set up against you in the NFL more than any other sport when it comes to postseason. When you're a wild card, you're definitely going to have to deal with the Kansas Cities and Buffaloes right off the bat on the road. To make that easier, you got to win a division. This division is winnable to me as it sits right now. That needs to be the goal.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. And what I hated to see, believe it or not, was to see us win all those preseason games. Because in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, okay, they're developing a false sense of security. I'd rather seen us lose a couple of those games.
We'll see. Thank you, John. Moving along. All right. 412-928-9370. We're going to stay in Monroeville, though, because we went from John to Carl. Carl's in Monroeville right now. What's up, Carl? Thanks for waiting.
Hey, it's wet here. It's wet here, Bob.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much going to be wet everywhere today.
I know. Hey, two questions for you. One is, how would you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I like Tomlin. I think he's a classy individual, a top-notch guy. But his coaching, how would you rate it from 1 to 10? What's your opinion?
When you say his coaching, you're talking about his coaching hires? His coaching what?
Well, let's do both, coaching hires and
offense. Well, I think that falls short. And I think Mike Tomlin is a wonderful – I agree. I think he has – players respond to him, which is a hard thing to do after 17 years. Now, some may say that's stale. I don't believe that. I see what I see over there, gotten to know him. I think that they still rise to the level that you'd want as a coach, that they're buying into what he's selling. The problem is I think he can do better when going out and getting offensive coaches, defensive coaches. I respect them all, but I know there are better ones out there, but you got to pay for them and let them do their thing. And for some reason, that's not happened. Everyone talks about coaching trees, and there's no branches on the tree here. So he's responsible for that. So that should get better, but so far that hasn't happened. But, you know, there's still a lot of season left. I want to see what this season entails because we saw Cincinnati last year start 2-4. People were talking about what's going on, and they won 10 in a row. I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but I also know that NFL seasons can trick you. You think one way, and all of a sudden things drastically change. It's their responsibility, given the talent they have, to change that. I think they should be capable of winning this division based on the talent they have.
Right.
But
I would agree. My second question is, what needs to happen with the Steelers for them to get in a position like the San Francisco 49ers, like the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, fresh play calling, schemes that are different, finding players that fit those schemes, and making bold moves to support those schemes. San Francisco had their eye and went out, you know, and made a big play for Christian McCaffrey. They felt his style of running fit in their scheme of what they were doing for Kyle Shanahan. It's been a perfect, regardless of what they gave up. Now, those same teams can make mistakes. They drafted Trey Lance, third overall. And they got lucky in a way that Brock Purdy was available when he was. You might remember the Steelers took Chris Oladukun in that same seventh round, a quarterback, after they took Pickett in the first round. They could very easily have taken Brock Purdy in the sixth round if they wanted to. He lasted till the seventh. That bailed San Francisco out, I thought. So, I mean, you got to have a little bit of luck in this, too. But, Carl, thanks for the call, man. Yeah. I got to move along. I got a lot of people want to talk. I want to try to get them all in. Next up is going to be the counselor on line number six. Hey, counselor, what's going on?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Listen, on the Steelers, I'm sorry, I think Terrell Austin knows more than I do, but I can't believe that Joey Porter Jr. hasn't earned a starting job now. Because you saw that Pat Peterson, that wide receiver for Houston, ran past him as if he was standing still. He should not be playing the outside. Mm-hmm. He should be at safety at the, you know, or at the very least the inside, you know, the slot thing. He doesn't have the speed to stay with these younger outside receivers. It's asking him to do too much, I believe.
Yeah, well, Levi Wallace hasn't been all that much better either. So that's why Joey Porter Jr. should start over one of them.
Yeah, I think Pat Peterson is serviceable as a safety or an inside slot guy. I don't know how about good Levi Wallace, maybe at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know you have a second thing. Well,
the other thing is this. On Kenny Pickett. Okay. I'm glad he changed the protection, and I'm glad he kind of changed the play somewhat to do the deep ball. Okay? He also needs to be given the freedom to do more of that. Now, I don't think he's that, you know, poor that they can't trust him a little more.
I think they are doing that. I think that what he did was a prime example. They're giving more on his plate, and they should. You're absolutely right. Counselor, I'm up against the break. I got to take it.
Sure.
Thank you for the call. We got more calls on the way. Jack, David, Brian, Nick, Sam. Want to do business with you, but first we got to do business with our sponsors. Thank you to PNC Bank, Number One Cochran, Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, Ireland Contracting. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. We appreciate your support, and thank you for calling here at 412-928-9370. We got a Joel Nelson headline, and we got more coming up all the way to 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.